Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And couples fight for some of the strangest reasons.
Yes, this is true.
And they just take it to extremes sometimes. To where...
This should be a good one.
Yes, because it's always like, really? This is what this is over? And this is the level that you took it. Yeah, wasn't thinking. So not surprisingly, and because of the fact that you do subscribe to some Florida app where you see all these Florida stories.
Florida people gone wild.
Yeah. Well, this Florida woman, she allegedly tried to kill her boyfriend.
Oh, boy. They're really in love then.
Yeah. Yes, I love you so much. However. However.
You made me mad.
Yeah, really mad. And it was because he snored too loudly.
Well, that I can understand.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I don't. Yeah, she might get off from this. I'm not sure. She, you know, it depends on what the judge's situation is.
The judge is like, my wife snores too.
Not good. Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe just break up. Has that crossed the minds of people that kill their significant others?
Yeah, I guess there's a little more to the story that... basically, it wasn't just because of his loud snoring, because whenever I saw this, I thought that maybe she shot him while he was snoring.
Right.
Like, I'll put a stop to that.
Right.
Yeah, which that would, I would assume. I don't want to try it.
You create a host of other issues, however.
And the funny thing is that whenever, and now, my wife is a snorer. Man,
she loves that you just aired her dirty laundry.
Listen, what she appreciates is the fact that I wouldn't play a recording of it because it's...
Then you wouldn't be husband and wife anymore.
No, because it's really good. But I tell her it's okay. You know, it's like, because I know that I snore.
Right.
It's just that she falls asleep before I do.
Oh, you got to get to going to bed earlier.
Well, I know. I start in the other room maybe.
But the thing is
that the very first time that I was told that I snored... which I didn't realize. My first wife didn't tell me that. And I found out from somebody else, she's like waking me up and she goes, you're snoring. And I said, oh, okay, really? Do you know why I was snoring? And I said, because I was asleep. That's why I was snoring. And I would still be asleep if you weren't poking me.
Right. And what happened to these two yahoos?
Well, apparently they were arguing about it.
About his snoring?
Yes. And they initially told the police that the shooting was accidental because it's like, well, we can't tell them that a shot
right,
is this.
We don't want to bust ourselves.
And so they did some further investigating because I think that
they're like, wait,
this doesn't look like an accidental one. And it all occurred because of a domestic dispute over his snoring.
Wow.
And this dispute escalated because he probably said, you know why I was snoring? Because I was asleep. And he was not as lucky as I was.
Buddy.
Yeah. Because I didn't get shot whenever it happened.
There you go.
However, he did. So now
bad aim is what you're telling me.
Right. Shot him, injured him. And guess what, Jill? Both had been drinking before and during the argument.
She should have passed out then.
Yeah.
How did she even know?
Well, apparently he didn't think his snoring was a big deal, and she thought it was a big enough a deal that she shot him.
Oh my goodness.
I guess it's because maybe he just wasn't acknowledging it. You know,
right.
It's kind of like, well, then sleep downstairs. Or, you know what? You don't have to sleep here
too bad, lady.
Yeah, like whatever. And this is something that I always like to hear quotes from the neighbors. You know, so there's a neighbor, Samantha Bobbier.
That's like, I hear him snoring too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, I would have shot him if I could. Yeah.
We asked her to shoot him.
Yeah. That's right. The neighborhood got together. We had a meeting and it's kind of an intervention. And she said she'd have to get some liquid encouragement. And so we bought her a couple of six packs. Yeah. And actually, the neighbor said, I've talked to her a couple of times. She's always been really nice. So the news is kind of shocking on it, honestly.
She lost her marbles.
To hear that it was over him snoring is kind of shocking. It's kind of crazy. Really? Yeah. I think so.
A little bit.
Get to know your neighbors. All right, there you go. Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.